Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, what's your business day like? What's going on today? Does it seem sometimes that your business day is like standing in the middle of the freeway just trying to dodge cars and not get run over? Could be. It's amazing what happens in a business day. We have a lot of emotions. There are times that we're very happy because we got the big deal. There are times that we're upset because something didn't go right or someone made a mistake that was completely avoidable. And we can't believe it. We're shaking our heads saying, how did that happen? And you have a list of things you want to do, or most business people do. And if you don't, you should. You should make a list every single day of what you want to accomplish for the day, what you want to accomplish for this week. And you have priorities. Here is my number one priority today that I need to get done. But what you really need to be is flexible. You need to understand that the priority that you had 10 minutes ago may not be the priority you have today. You have to absolutely cannot be rigid in your thinking. You have to say to yourself, how do I get multiple things done at one time? How do I delegate? How can I get people to go and do things on my list and have them report back to me? Who are the most efficient people, the people that support me, the people who I can trust, the people I believe will do a great job? And then you look at your list again and you go, oh, this is what I need to take care of. A phone call just came in from a supplier. A shipment is delayed. I need to get on that. Oh, there's a big deal coming. Wait a minute. That quote has to be in 15 minutes. They want us to requote it. I have to do that now. So when those things happen, you don't get upset about them. You just take them as they come. This is just part of being in business. Part of being in business is being very flexible. Part of being in business is being able to juggle many things at one time. Part of being in business is to be able to not lose our way in our thought process and be able to shift gears and go from one thing to another. You can do this. You do it every single day. I'm just asking you to take the chaos that is called business and to make it more logical, more reasonable, more understanding. Have that list in front of you. Understand what you need to do, what someone else can do. And what is our goal in business? Our goal is to make a profit. That's our goal. So we're doing things that will help us make a profit. At the same time, we have to understand what does that mean. That means guarding our reputation. That means servicing customers. That means looking at our marketing. That means hiring the right people. That means training people, coaching people. Oh, my goodness, I could go on for 20 minutes just about what it means. You are a star. You are a business person. You are a priority maven. You know how to get it done. So let's make that happen, and let's make sure that we're choosing the right priorities when we're doing things. This is Howard Lewinter, and, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.